This episode of SuccessCast is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions that make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level, and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. For more information, please visit their website at peaktcs.com.
The views, information, or opinions expressed on SuccessCast are solely those of Michael R. Frazier and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees.
Hello out there and welcome back into SuccessCast. My name is Mike Frazier and I'm honored today to sit here with a gentleman that I know you're going to enjoy hearing about his journey and the type of individual he is and how he uses this daily to benefit our own community. You know, there's different versions of success or how people think of success. And, you know, a lot of times it's actors or it's music folk or it's even, you know, Hollywood, Elon Musk. You've seen this and it's wonderful to look up to those people if you so desire. I'm more of a local guy, community, those that are working hard behind the scenes, don't get the accolades, that they probably should be getting, and, you know, are really out there working daily in your community to make it better. And the people in our communities, and that's what we're going to be spending a lot of time on moving forward, they're the brick and mortar. They are the support of what holds it all together. Elon Musk isn't here working inside of our community, and neither is an actress or an actor or your favorite musician. So I'd like to take an opportunity now to open this up and tell you that I am honored to welcome Wayne Canty. Mm-hmm. Wayne is more than just a leader, okay? He is not only the driving force behind Heart to Heart Prescription Assistance Foundation, which you're going to hear a lot more about, but he's a man of action. He's a man of integrity. And he is, well, we said it earlier, bulldog tenacity.
Bulldog tenacity.
He is not going to stop. So join us as we dive into Wayne's journey, the incredible work that Heart to Heart does, and how together we all can make a difference.
Yes.
Hello, my friend. Welcome.
Hey, my friend. How you doing?
Fantastic, brother, from seeing you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Glad to be here with you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, it's an honor. And I'll tell you why, if folks out there are not going to know this when they listen to it, but you and I met just per chance.
Yes, yes.
You coming up and wishing to see if we would like to buy some box lunches.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right.
That's how we met.
That's how we met. Yeah,
and
that's how we met.
I found you to be not only such a jovial and friendly character,
yeah,
but also you and I just started talking.
Yeah, we clicked.
Just sharing.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we did. Yeah, I would say clicked, big time. And yeah. I found that you and I would get together, and I don't know, it's uplifting to me.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, it's one of those things, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
And I just find you not only to be an interesting human being and one that has a tremendous amount of integrity, mm-hmm. drive, ambition, right. and that tenacity we spoke about, but at the same time, very transparent, mm-hmm. open. We talk about everything.
Absolutely, Mike. We do.
Most of it's about success.
Yes.
We share whenever we're having it. Like here a few minutes ago, we've mm-hmm. both been having it pretty rough recently.
That's right. That's
busy.
Right. Yeah, been busy.
Busy.
Busy. Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I love the fact that when I am around you, I feel better about myself and I feel better wow. about my day. And I did
right.
want to say that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that as well, Mike.
And I'd like to start out with, we'll start somewhere here because I wanted to know and them out there, our listeners, to hear what inspired you to start Heart to Heart, the prescription assistance program that you have?
Well, you know, the inspiring come from you have to go through what I went through.
That's what, yeah.
You know, you have to go through my story.
Yeah.
And I had three open heart surgeries, a heart and a kidney transplant. And, you know, on my transplant, and when you said what inspired me, on my coming out of my heart transplant and my kidney transplant, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I know before when I went in, I knew the type of person I was. I was a good person when I went in. When I went under before I got the heart and the kidney, I was a good person. But when I came out of that, you know, when I came from up under that heart and kidney transplant, I was a different person.
Yeah, you became a man of purpose.
I became a man of purpose.
Yeah.
And so now knowing that I got a purpose, I'm asking God now, you don't brought me this far.
That's right.
What you want me to do? You know, so he gave me that epiphany, the inspiration to say, I want you to go out and open up a foundation.
That's amazing.
I said, a foundation?
Yeah.
You know, me and him having this talk, I'm saying, a foundation? I don't know nothing about a foundation. What do I do with a foundation? I never ran a foundation in my life. I always worked.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know anything about a foundation. So he laid it on my heart, Mike. He said, I want you to go back in the community to help. Your purpose is now from this day forward to go in the community to help people purchase their medication. I said, wow, okay.
And that's a big deal because medication anymore, as we all know, is prescriptions are not cheap, some of them.
No, it's not. But I want you to understand, and I want your listeners to understand, that there was no direction of how to open up or go by doing a foundation.
No template.
Right. No template for it at all. Yeah. So now you have to rely on your vision. You got to rely on your purpose. You got to say, God, this is what you really want me to do. And the answer was yes. And so when I got that confirmation, I never looked back. I always found a way. I always had that bulldog tenacity.
Yeah. See, I love that about you. And, you know, you and I spoke. You recently... You had a bit of a setback, and you had to go to Duke, and that occurred right before Thanksgiving.
And it sure did,
Because I was in Tennessee at the time visiting, and you called me, we were talking on the phone, and you were leaving Duke at the time.
That's right.
Pretty certain. Yeah. And I was fascinated and amazed, because I'd talked to you a couple of times. One time I spoke to you, part of that is you sounded tired.
Mm-hmm.
You were tired, I could tell.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still the same Wayne, upbeat, purposeful, dynamic, understanding that you had a problem, but this problem was going to go get fixed.
Oh, yes.
That's one thing I do really find inspiring about you and about your story that we're going to get a little bit more into, and also the book that you wrote.
Okay.
That was during the time. You wrote this book while you were in...
Well, I was in the hospital.
Hospital originally.
I came out of my second open heart surgery.
It's amazing.
Here goes your purpose. I mean, here goes your, what's your purpose?
Yeah.
You know, here goes your purpose. And you just sit there and you just wonder, man, hey, I done went through all of this.
Wow.
I done went through this.
Yours is an amazing story that I really like. And you and I are around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we both find it a little remarkable of how easily, especially young people sometimes nowadays, not all of them, but there tends to be this problem with that they don't have the drive, the ambition.
Yeah.
But then also when something comes along, a bad occurrence, a problem, a health, anything, even the sniffles, sometimes it will knock people down and they struggle with getting back up.
Yes.
I find that when I spoke to you that day, and it may have even been on Thanksgiving Day.
It could have been.
It was.
And
I were talking, and I was so happy for you, but I was, because I'm getting to talk to not only a good friend, but at the same time, just to hear how you were dealing with it.
Yes.
Maybe you were ready to get right back in town.
Oh, yes.
And get busy.
Yes.
You didn't have no time for all that. Mm-mm. You've already been healed up here. So I think yours is not only a message of tenacity, but that message of resilience.
Yes.
Man, you're just, you're hanging in there. You're swinging.
Right.
And you wrote a book. This book that you wrote was called The Will to Live.
The Will to Live, man.
The Will to Live. Rather dynamic, baby, but you made some comments in here that I really liked. And I think you went back to some of your earlier, to your childhood, to school, the tenacity you had to graduate high school.
Oh, yes.
You were committed. Yeah. You didn't grow up in the best of environments.
No.
Nor did you grow up in the best of areas
No.
or communities.
No.
you could have easily slipped into that I don't care and what everyone else is doing and it doesn't really matter.
That's right. That's right.
And I guess you could have even gone so far as saying, you know, here I am, a black man in a community that is known for sometimes not producing the best people.
That's right.
And you could say, well, that's against me, too.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Yeah. No, well, you know what, man? It's you have to rise above the prey, you know? Yeah, some part of my life has been in a statistic way.
Right, yeah.
You know? But you know what? When you find yourself, you know, yes, I haven't had the best environment, you know, but it's always been about me, see? And you have to find yourself. And when you find yourself, when you find your niche, you got to find your niche and find out what you need to do and how you're going to go about of getting. You can't follow these folks here when they ain't
doing the
right thing, you know.
And you push the boundaries, though.
Oh, I push them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, this morning when I, you know, I just came out, I ran a little late, and I came out, and you know, you and I have our pleasantries, of course, two good friends seeing each other. But then, you know, here I am, Mike, and I've got three projects going on now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make certain that they all bear fruit. Man, I love being around that.
Yeah.
That's so inspiring. So not only is your history and your story inspiring, and, you know, you didn't come up in the best of environments.
That's right.
I didn't come up in the best of environments. Yeah. You and I share so many commonalities, especially with purpose, desire, ambition, and the fact that both of us, I believe, are too stubborn to lose.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know, we're just not going to have that.
No.
It certainly won't be for a lack of effort, will it?
No, not at all.
So, you know, I find you to be a very, not only inspiring individual, but also a great friend.
Yeah, appreciate
that. But beyond that, you have a story that I really wanted people to hear, not only about what you're trying to do right now, but how you didn't take no for an answer.
Okay.
And you didn't stop. I think that's amazing. And one of the questions that I had really was, being that your work is incredibly inspiring, as I believe it is, but let's take it back a little bit. What experiences in your life do you believe shaped the person you are now?
The experience, I believe, my faith. Once you find your faith in what you believe in, it kind of shapes you as an individual.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you know, my mother was my big inspiration.
Yeah, I read about your mom.
Yeah, my mother's my big inspiration. And one thing I have always learned through my mother and other people is that my mother was the only one that raised me. My mother was my heart. And so when you live through that and you see all the work that she did to try to raise up a young man, you know, yeah, you have family members, you have uncles, you have this, you have that, but there was nothing like your mother being there for you. And she was there for me every inch of my life. Everything that I needed, she provided.
That's a blessing.
Even when she couldn't provide for herself.
That's amazing.
She provided. So that was my inspiration to do the right thing.
She was a very strong-willed lady.
Oh, my goodness, man.
And evidently, she produced you.
Yes.
But you were able to look back at that example because you really couldn't look back at the example of your father.
No, because he wasn't there. Yes.
So your mother was playing a dual role.
Yes.
But I believe showed you that, hey, there's more to this. We can either be a victim or the victor here.
Yes.
You just chose victor.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of your mom rubbed off on you.
Man, I tell you, she was one of the most inspiration persons in my life, man. And she being missed each and every day, you know?
Yeah.
And I tell a lot of people that, you know, we don't know the meaning of having our mothers in our life, you know? I lost my mother when I was in the hospital.
Yeah,
when I was in the hospital, you know?
But you got out.
They left the hospital. Oh, they had to let me leave.
You weren't taking no for an answer. You were being told, Lane, you're too weak, you're too fragile right now to leave this hospital.
Yes.
Because I think people need to understand that when we talk about bulldog tenacity, son, we're not just playing around here, are we?
No.
That was amazing. You told me about that that time, and I just found that remarkable. You weren't taking – you got up and went anyway.
I got up and went, and the doctor told me, well, we could let you go, but you're going on your own recognizance. I said, that's fine. Yeah. My mother need to see me. You know, she's asking for her son. And I was – Mike, I was bloated. I couldn't hardly walk.
It's amazing.
You know, but I got there and seen my mother, man. That was my last breath. That when I got there, man, that night, the next day, I promised the doctors I'll come back that following day. And I did. I went back. I went back that following day, man, and they came and told me, my aunt and my brother came up at 12 o'clock, man, that day and told me Mom's had passed. But she just needed to see her son.
Well, only do I find that a remarkable and inspiring story, but at the same time, not only is it shows your character and your drive, but also I believe that you to have that in your life, you had to do that. I can only imagine that maybe how it may have affected you if you didn't make that effort.
Oh my
gosh. Extra effort. Because that's what that was.
Yes, it was.
You could have easily said, no, I can't go anywhere. Doctors are saying I can't.
Yeah. Oh, I could have done. They did not want me to go.
But you'd have been haunted by that decision.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's what I like a lot about you, love about you, because, you know, you're going to find a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not only is it the will to live.
Yes.
You know, you may want to rename or do a new book called Hard to Kill.
Yeah. I'm working on it, Mike.
Because you're not going anywhere anytime soon, which I love.
Yeah.
I think that strength and courage is so uncommon nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you take someone like me or someone like you, and I think, I may be wrong about this, but I think that's also one of the reasons that you and I enjoy one another's company the way we do.
That's right.
Is we find it uplifting. And I don't know about you, but, you know, when you do have a type A personality like you and I have, it's easy to get surrounded by naysayers. Easy to, you know, you get tired.
Yeah.
And how do you get uplifted, especially if those around you or those you may associate with don't quite understand what makes you tick and why you have to do these things.
Right.
Why beyond your purpose, and, you know, we go back to you, and you were just absolutely hell-bent and intent on graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to do it.
I had to.
And I think one of the things that I read that really impressed me as well is you admit, you know, that you were very good at sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that would be like the middle school period of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you got lackadaisical. You got, you knew you were talented. Didn't understand it as deeply as you should have.
Right.
But you admitted it.
Yeah.
And you should have carried that forward.
Oh, yes, I should have. Yeah.
And now, do you think that, looking back on that, is another lesson that you've learned not to give up on yourself?
Yeah.
Because you're a character, man. You have this intensity about you that you're not going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But you admit that in the book.
Well, I did. I had to, Mike, because the deal with that is, here it goes again, is admitting to some of your faults. Now, I know that I could have. Now, actually, I took it from middle school all the way to high school. All the way up to my senior year in high school, I knew I was good. I was one of the best track runners here in the area. I was good, but did I want to take that a little further? See, there was a purpose. Here goes back to that purpose again.
Mm-hmm.
I was either that, a good track runner, or I was a good cook. So now, what you gonna do? You know. See, now what you gonna do? Now I was kind of, and then now I'm making decisions on my own.
I like
and
that.
And see, as a young man, 17, 18 years old, have to make high-priced decisions. So when you make that decision as a young man, I didn't know when you make a decision, you have to stick with your decision, you know?
Right. So, you bear the weight of the decision. Right? Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't realize the fault on the decision, if it's a bad decision that you make. But then you realize that later in life. But when I made the decision not to go to school, I said, well, okay, now what you going to do? Now what you going to do? What your mom, you can't rely on your mom now. You don't graduate from high school. What you going to do? You know, so now you have to find out your niche. So I didn't go to college. I went to a year and a half of college. You know, then that wasn't enough for me. That didn't fit me. So now, okay, what you gonna do? So I got out and start working. You know, start working odds and ends jobs. Always kept a job. Always kept a job. Never been without a job since 16 years old. You know,
that sends a huge message, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes,
never.
Right.
You know, and if I were without a job, it was by my choice.
There
you know, it wasn't because I just got laid off. Or I didn't want to work or nothing like that. Never.
Or, as you see too often nowadays, you weren't allowing your issues, and excuses to overpower what you knew you had to do.
Right.
And even as a young man, you had responsibilities.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
And
as
you got a little older into your 20s, you had even larger responsibilities, as we all do.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit different nowadays. I think that a lot of young people and a lot of, you know, people of every age, actually, they allow, instead of getting up daily and controlling the day, they get up and the day controls them.
Yeah.
And everything, if you allow it, can get in the way. I mean, I can find 100 reasons why I shouldn't have came in this morning.
Yeah.
but I have obligations. And then also, you know, my fun was going to be sit down and talk with you on this. But it's so easy nowadays, I guess, to give up. But you never saw that as an option.
Mm-mm. Giving up is not
even
in
the mix.
You can't give up, man. It's easy. That's the easy part of your life.
It is easy.
That's easy. I could have called you this morning and said, Mike, man, you know, I don't want to come. I got this big old band around my arm where I went and got my blood work today, man. I just looked at it. And I could have said, Mike, man, I'm not feeling well. I just want to go home.
Right. And you know, I think that is in itself inspirational because you could very well have done that.
Yeah, I could have.
But and originally we were scheduled for 10 a.m. and you moved it to 11.
I moved
to
11.
Which with me
because
of getting the blood work done.
Right.
You could have easily said, man, I'm too tired.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You chose to come and also keep a commitment.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And keep moving forward.
And keep moving forward.
Yeah, because you're going to feel better. And I think that people don't understand this sometimes. I know you and I probably share this same. I feel better even if I don't feel like doing it and I still do it.
I still feel better than
if I didn't do it at all.
Yeah.
And I allowed that excuse or that reason to get in the way.
That's right. That's
right. Amazing stuff.
That's right.
You're. What was the most, and you, looking back, we know you've had some setbacks, and especially health-wise.
Yeah.
But looking back earlier than when you ran into health complications, what was one of the most significant setbacks or challenges that you faced, and how did it influence your perspective and drive? Because your drive is incredible. But looking back, was there anything else that inspired you beyond just getting the medical procedures done?
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I could say to that is that by me being a young man, I was still trying to find my way. I was still trying to find my way. And see, when I say that, I always been that person trying to find your way. You know, I didn't find my way until later in life. I found the job I really loved, you know, and that was sales. I sold cars for almost 20 years.
Yeah, I love you know? When I read that.
I enjoyed that. So when I found out that I enjoyed that, I found my comfort zone. And so now I'm starting to feel that this is a place to me. Now I'm starting making plans to be not just a salesman, but a sales manager. Not just a sales manager, but a general manager. Not just a general manager, but maybe one day I'll own my own dealership. Now I'm having goals in my life because I found what I really, really like. You know, and this is all before I was having my health issues.
Right.
So, yeah, I had to find myself, you know, and at the age of 28, 29 years old, you know, you later in life now, you know and say, hey, okay, this is something that I want to do.
Right.
This is something I want to do. So
that's
yeah.
I really like the fact that you worked in car sales and that you've been a salesman.
Yeah.
Because you have that personality, but not, you know, the typical.
Right.
I think that there's a lot more, and this is just me looking at you. There's a lot more passion in who you are and what you do.
Okay.
I find a lot of passion comes out of you to get things done. No matter what it is you're going to do, no matter what we sit down to talk about, you're passionate about it.
Yes, I am.
And you're immediately, to me, and I think it's impressive as well, you're trying to find how you can improve upon that passion, how that passion can continue,
right?
But also things improve.
Right.
That mindset is so unusual nowadays. That's why I was so excited to talk to you like this, so other people could hear your story. Although, because I know the difference it makes for me, because I think that sometimes out there, and some of you may agree with this, it's very difficult to get the messaging that you need coming into your mind and your brain, especially nowadays with all the negativity.
Division
and derision and all of these terrible, you know, the way people act nowadays and the immaturity and social media.
I love
how you use social media to watch your videos. But even in your videos, there's passion. I think people need to feel the passion from us, what we're passionate about.
Right.
And then maybe, just maybe, it might rub off on someone.
Well, I'm going to say that about, I'm going to say something about that passion, Mike. Here goes again, me admitting that I'm just learning.
Right.
I'm just learning. Going through what I went through, my life just took what we call a 360-degree turn.
Right.
So you learn how to be passionate. And that's because what God has put on your heart to do. And one thing, and I think I told you once before, I don't have time to look back no more. I don't care who judged me from whatever, from this day all the way back. You cannot judge me. You know, I know where I'm sitting at today. And I know what God has brought me through. And so, yeah, I'm passionate about everything that I do, man. Yeah. You know, and the only thing that I want to do is just continue to work through my vision and work through my purpose. You know, and this is where the passion comes through that, man. I get tired. I get weary, you know. But you know what? After the end of the day, you got to look back at yourself and you say, hey, how was your day? So I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate, man. And I'm glad I met you. And now we surround ourselves with other people that passion could rub off.
That's right. And we just have a good time doing it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, there's evenings I go home and I'm bone tired, just raggedy. You'll ask me, how am I doing? And I think the other day I told you I'm just bone tired, bro.
That's right.
But to me, that's a good bone tired if it was spent doing something that's purposeful. And beyond that, you tend to have a way about you. You really want to see the people around you, and you want to see them not only improve themselves, but with heart-to-heart prescription assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gosh, that's a massive undertaking you have.
Yes, it is.
Trying to help people afford these prescription medicines, and you've told me stories about it, but that brings me to one. I mean, I think that... Do you have a memorable story? You've told me a few, and one of them actually happened while you were out of town at Duke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone needing assistance
and you weren't
here. But can you share a memorable story that comes to mind that really showcases the impact that this makes on our community and the people in it that need help?
I can tell you about one yesterday.
Love it.
Yes. There's a young lady. I'm going to call her name. Her name is Donna. She went to Medical Associates Plus, and she needed help with some antibiotics. She was in the hospital for about 2 weeks of pneumonia, and they released her, you know, she wasn't able to get all of her medication. There's a certain bottle or there's certain part of a medication that she need that costs $1,000.
My gosh.
And when she called and asked me, could I help her? I said, ma'am, $1,000 is a little too much out of my range. I can't do it. But what I did do and what we did, I said, well, what is the name of your medication? Call that distribution company. Call that distribution company. Get that 1-800 number. Call that company and tell them your story. Tell them your story. Tell them what you can't do. Tell them you can't afford this medicine. And yes, they'll make a decision at that point to rather help you or not help you. But 9 times out of 10, they will help you. They will help you get your medication, rather if for 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months. But it's going to be enough to where you can work it out to figure out how
you're not going to be without.
You won't be without, and that's the main thing. You won't be without. So that's one of the stories that you hear all the time where people just, they just can't afford it.
Right.
And then on the low end of that, Mike, when I talked to you about a lady that needed her medication just to pay her copay, just to make a copay of $40, man. $40.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a difference. You got to pay $40 to go see your doctor to get a prescription to go get your medication. Now, there's two things here. You don't have the $40 to go see the doctor.
Right.
And you don't have the money to pay for your prescription.
Right.
You know?
So you're hurt on both ends.
You're hurting on both ends.
And probably going to do without or go without.
There you go.
Which most people would choose.
And that's what it is.
Because they're having to make a choice sometimes. And I told you the story about me being in the grocery store and
an
older lady. And, you know, and she was, and it bothered me, but I was happy to be able to do it. Not for recognition or anything, but it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I just find it, you know, I've talked about this many times, actually, that, you know, it's terrible that people are faced with making those decisions in a country as ours that tends to have money to take care of everybody else, but those that have contributed all their lives, worked hard, and have gotten to a point, maybe they're on Social Security or whatever.
That's right.
They can't afford it. I mean... And I believe that, and another thing that really impressed me here with that story is you encouraged that lady to take some extra effort on her own behalf.
Yes.
And I hope she made that call. Do you know if she did?
Oh, I told her I'll follow up on her today.
Good.
In which I will.
Yeah. Oh, I believe you will. You're dispensing some advice. Let's get busy. Yeah,
yes,
and I think that's you doing that.
Yeah,
helping her, maybe just that phone call.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, like I talk about all the time, it's always about that much more, just a little extra effort.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not the fact that people are, it just doesn't come top of mind.
Yeah.
And so that's impressive. You're moving them to help move that off, maybe get some type of benefit rolling their way.
That's right.
Share their story.
That's right.
It sounds like to me, and one of the things that I would love to hear, is you get a lot more support into the prescription service you're providing here, the assistance, but that's going to take some bigger dollars.
Oh, we're going to take some money.
Yeah, it's going to be more, I would assume, corporate money.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, small businesses and SMEs, small to medium-sized businesses, and... You really need to get the message out there because you're one man.
One man show.
And Tammy.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's right. That's right. Me and Tammy. That's right.
But do you find it, here you are passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are striving to make a positive difference in your community. And you are full of energy, sometimes even when you shouldn't be.
That's right.
How discouraging do you find it sometimes, and how do you deal with it when you run into a lot of roadblocks? Because... Nowadays, people aren't responding like they used to. People aren't, I don't know, they seem to be a little more selfish about their own needs.
Yes.
We're in that type of world nowadays. How do you not only deal with those frustrations of trying to get people to see how important this is, and then working to get more people involved? Which is a full-time job in itself.
It is.
How are you dealing with, how do you, as a man, deal with those frustrations?
It comes from being in sales, Mike.
Yeah.
It comes from
hearing
being in sales.
Hearing no a lot. Yeah.
You just don't take no from it.
No setbacks. You're going to get your no's.
Yes.
But the goal is to get the yes.
That's it. Yeah. Don't you know how many flyers I done passed out about lunch? Yeah. How many buildings I done went to? How many of these doctor's offices that where I know people that can't go out and get lunch and they take your paper flyers, throw them in the trash or whatever. So many of them. And you tell them the purpose of why you're doing what you're doing, you know, and they never call you. You follow up. Oh, we'll come back, this and that. You hear those same no's. But then the enlightenment part of it, you come around the corner and you come to Peak and you pull off a flyer and you say, yeah, I'll get 5 chicken salad plates. Wow, that's like I done sold 100. That's like I sold 100.
You're showing up here to sell chicken salad plates. Has really morphed into a lot of positivity. And, you know, I think it's tough. I know that if you're trying to do anything right now outside of average.
Yes, yes.
If you're trying to do anything outside of average, there's not a lot of fanfare for that, and there's also not a lot of support for it sometimes.
No, it's not. It's not.
And I knew that must be frustrating.
It is. It is. It is.
But I don't think I've ever heard you, I've never heard you complain.
No. Well, because here it goes again. It comes from knowing that everybody is not going to feed into what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So now you have to find that person. I found Mike.
Yeah.
I got a couple of more people that I can sit down and I can talk with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you build your relationship, you know, because those ones that continue to tell you no, I don't want that drainage.
No, and
drainage.
Right.
You know?
Either got to convert it to a yes rapidly or move in another direction.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I don't, you know, I believe in following up with them, but I'm not going to put a lot of energy there.
Right.
You know, now here it goes again by me being in existence for about 2.5 years now. I understand the concept of business that you have to show. You have to be honest and you have to show your work. And that's something that I'm working on, and that's something that I know that's what's important. And so that's something that, hey, it means a lot to me.
I love hearing that, because just this morning, prior to you coming in, I had a meeting with my staff, and we're talking along the same ways and along the same lines.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I shared is you know, as a leader, and you are a leader in the community, and as a business owner, which you are, it's extremely hard to get people. Now, people can agree with you that something's important.
Yeah.
But until they become passionate about it themselves or see it as a must-have in their life,
it's
very difficult to get people to align with our passion.
That's right.
Because it is our passion. It's rather subjective. But it's driven by our desire to make a positive difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot in you. You're from the book to everything else. You had an experience in the hospital, and you decided to write a book while you're in the hospital.
While I was in the hospital.
Which is,
I'm
not just going to lay here and watch reruns of Leave It to Beaver.
No.
You made that choice.
Yes.
And I believe that that is one of those defining moments that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think it's an epiphany. I believe every once in a while we'll have epiphanies. But once you're wired to do that, you're just trying to seek the best possible or the best possibility
that
you can arrive at out of the current condition you're in.
Yes, yes.
I think that's amazing. And, you know, going out there and doing something you're doing, which is so valuable to people, and then having to deal with the no's, I would see most people nowadays just giving up.
Oh, yes.
Giving up.
Yes, yes.
Or turning away from it and trying something else rapidly because they didn't have that immediacy of success.
There you go. And see, and just like I tell them all as well, you have other agencies out here too. You got 3-4 agencies out here that are doing the same thing. You know, and my thing is, I'm not trying to top no other agency. Let me join in with you.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to create the wheel, because there's more people here in our area need help than these 3 agencies. You all doing the same thing, and they all coming to you for the same thing, but it's not enough.
That's right. If there wasn't a need, you wouldn't be doing.
That's right.
Massive need there.
Yeah, it's a need.
Yes.
It is a need. So what we need, you know, here it goes again. I can't expect everybody to come aboard. I wish they would.
Right.
You know, it'll make my job a lot easier.
Yeah. Sleep a little better sometimes.
I can sleep a little better, yeah. And I can answer questions, yes, a little better.
Right.
But if they don't, hey, Mike, we got to stay focused. Right. We got to stay focused and do what we got to do. If it's just a bit at a time, a little at a time, you know, develop your friendship, build your relationships. Whatever it takes, you know, to get there, man, you just have to stay focused and believe in your purpose, believe in your driven, and just keep moving.
I like that. I like that a lot. The message that you're giving people is so becoming increasingly more in demand as we try to move through. To me, I just believe we've got a society right now mired in average lethargy, laying about. You know, or I'll just tend to my, you know, I'm here on my side of the fence is fine. But, you know, I believe that if you're in a community that you should help it thrive. And I think that not enough, I didn't know, of course, I have to buy prescriptions. My wife has, you know, some medical conditions that her prescriptions are.
Right.
When I see the price on those, I'm like, Lord, really? And I think that the advice you gave of, you know, pick up the phone. And call these people.
Call these people.
And tell them your story.
Yeah.
Get some. What else? What other advice would you give to people out there that are struggling? Because we both run into it, struggling not only pay their bills and get by, like the lady I ran into in the grocery store that day, the older lady. And she was she was trying to make a decision as to whether or not she should buy a $13 bag of fish. And that bothered me. It bothered me. not only from the direction, of that my heart felt for her, you know. I didn't have sympathy, but what I did have was like, well, this is just not right.
Right, right.
And I can make a difference. I mean, I can pay for that bag of fish.
Yeah.
So I believe that that's the that extra effort that people are missing out on sometimes. But you know what else I'd like to ask you is, through all this that you do, tell me how it feeds your soul. Because your soul's got it. When you're doing these things and you're seeing the benefit you bring, how that, it has to feed your soul. You're getting nourishment from that.
I am.
And it's helping propel you tomorrow. I'm just assuming that's because, but I know you.
Yes.
You know, it does feed your soul.
Well, when you... when somebody called you and said, hey, I need help with $50 of my medication, I said, excuse me, let me go through and let me see what we allocated for. Well, we don't have as much as 50, but we may have 40. Man, if you got 40, man, I promise you I might be able to come up with 10. I said, I'll tell you what, hold on for a second. Call up on this pharmacy or medical associates plus. Hey, someone got, I got $40 that I could help Mike with this medication. He said, okay, but this medication is 50. Could y'all help him out? Tell him to come on and get the medication.
You ain't asking, you ain't getting. And the thing I love there is, once again, you're going back to, that's the extra effort you're going to put into it.
To
help the individual. But it does make a positive difference. And when you do make that connection and someone is able to afford a medication that you know they need.
And they know they need it.
Right.
They need it.
If they didn't need it, they wouldn't be asking.
And that's feeding your soul.
That's right. I mean, to me, I see that in you when you tell me stories and you brighten.
Yeah.
You're happy. I think that that's the magic. It is that feeling. And I know... running a business, and you know running a business, you have great days, bad days, profitable weeks, non-profitable weeks.
That's right.
You have
that's
all kinds of headaches. There has to be something pulling you back in every day because you're having to deal with all this nonsense sometimes.
That's right.
So I think with me, I love seeing the success my company's able to create for people and organizations.
That's
I love to watch that.
Yeah.
So to me, it's beyond just making a workforce change or helping a human or a business optimize a part of their life to gain more success or meet their goals and exceed their goals. to me, it's that I was able to make that connection.
Yes, yes.
I was able to see a nice positive outcome. And I don't think people get enough of that.
Well, I'll tell you this, though, Mike. What drives me on that is that when you know what your purpose is, mm-hmm. and when you help somebody through your purpose, if that one person that you helped today with $50, and he comes to you and said, thank you, I really needed that medicine. I really need it. And this person, this pharmacy, or whoever, know that they needed their medication. And you provided for them. And now they happy. Man, what is the greatest feeling? I'm serious. In my field, in what I'm doing, and knowing what my purpose is, you know, I couldn't take that $50 and say, well, Tammy, come on, baby, let's go somewhere to eat.
Yeah, that's lunch.
You know, I can't do that.
No.
Now, this man said he need help with his medication. So let's help him. Let's do what we say we're going to do. And after that, man, we go home, we'll find something to eat.
That's right. Make a tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
Jam sandwich, jam two pieces of bread together. You know, I think.
But we happy.
Yeah, well, that's a testament, but I think that, and I really do believe this, because I know how I feel. You can get ran down and dejected and feeling, you know, I know every man, every woman, every person out there must agree with this. There are days that you love what you do, mm-hmm. and then there are days that you're like, why the heck did I ever get involved in this?
Yes.
And you have to have those moments.
Oh, gosh,
but you can't wait on those moments to come to you. You've got to go create those moments.
That's right.
So when people are turning to you, you could easily say, I don't have $50, but I can give you $40.
Yeah.
And then that person turns around and says, well, you know, I'll try to, you know, hustle around, find an extra $10. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, wait a minute.
There you go.
And you pick up the phone.
That's right.
And you're making the initiative.
That's right.
And for that to pay off is, to me, that's the gold.
And see, that's what people don't see. See, they don't see that part of the work.
Yeah.
They don't see that part of the work. They don't see that extra part of the investment that I do. Something that I don't have to do.
That's exactly right. You could have easily said, this is all I can do. I got.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
But that extraneous work of trying to help. Even the lady that I called talked to yesterday, I didn't have to give her that information.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have to do it. But that's part of who we are, and that's part of what makes me happy. Now, it would make me more happier when I called this lady later on, and she said, oh, whatever that distribution company was, and they said they're going to help us with our medication. Don't you know that would make my day?
Exactly. It would. Because I find it, you know, and I think that one of the things that sort of brought us together talking a whole lot more is we both get frustrated at we're both very high achievement individuals. Mm. That's how we gain our happiness. It's a drug to us to a degree.
Right.
It really is. It helps us. But then to be able to hear another person has that same passion and to watch them work that passion passionately.
That's right.
And with purpose and with additional effort. Because, you know, we do live in a very low effort time right now where, you know, you can conceivably just get by doing bare minimum.
Yeah.
You're not a bare minimum guy.
Yeah. No.
And I think that people that come to you and need your help, they gain a lot as well by seeing that you're not that type of person.
That's right.
So you're not only making a difference in so many ways. Helping that lady understand that, you know, here's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the phone and call them.
Call them. That's right.
She hadn't even thought about that.
No, she, not at all.
Right.
And that's what she said, Mr. Cantu, when we get off the phone, I'm going to call them.
But isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Or do this. Ask your doctors for some examples.
There you go. Yeah.
Ask your doctor for, I never thought about that, Mr. Cantu. Oh, well, okay. Call them and ask for examples.
They're not thinking about it, not because they're ignorant or dumb.
They just don't know.
What's the old saying? You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know.
So, I mean, but here you are, you're able to turn them in that direction. And I think that that's extremely important. I think it's extremely important for young people, old people, middle of the road people, businesses, you're out there in the world and you're trying to get one step ahead of everyone like everyone else is, I think that you ought to work on getting one step ahead of yourself yesterday and mm-hmm. always looking for solutions to these problems. And Wayne is sitting here telling you how he's giving that extra effort, how he's just doing a little bit more. And you didn't really have to exert yourself much to do that.
No.
It was no more than creative thinking.
That's it.
And then here's some advice. Mm-hmm. Try this.
Yes.
And because what did she have to lose?
And that's what she said.
There you go.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What I got to lose.
Yeah. But without that extra effort, Wayne, without you taking the time, and that is a separator.
That's
I believe it is, with the people that really try hard and are always looking. And it doesn't mean you're going to win every single day. It doesn't mean everything's going to be a success.
Oh, no.
But you're loading that towards that direction. You're front loading.
Oh, yes.
And you're constantly working to leave people a little better off than they were before they met you or spoke to you.
That's right.
Or anything else.
Right.
I just think that that's an important thing that people kind of leave out of the equation sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
You can get so, like we've talked about, is you can get so, under a rock, so suppressed by mm-hmm. issues and problems and all the other things going on, you can lose sight. It's easy to lose sight of your purpose and how you can use that how you're not using it, right?
Yes, that's right. It's so easy to lose sight of your purpose, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can forget. It's easy.
It is easy.
I don't know about you, but 2024, I don't know what it is about 2024, but everyone I speak to says the same thing. Everyone must have just had a very bad 2024.
Yeah,
it tried to knock you down.
Yeah, that's right.
I did personally in business and everything else with a lot of things that went on.
Right, right.
But I only have two, like I told Star last night we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
You only have two options.
Yeah.
Either lay down or get up and go at it again.
Yeah, do it again, man. That's it.
I think the message that is there that, it's that extra effort, but it is the desire to see it a little better.
Yeah.
And I have a saying, and I say it a lot, something stupid will be going on or some weirdness or, there's always something going on. And you have the option to participate in that nonsense and stupidity.
That's right.
Or not. Yeah. I mean, you can choose.
You can choose. Well, see, that's the thing about life right now, Mike. You have a choice. And when you realize, and what my mom's always told me, you got a left hand, you got a right hand. Okay? So that means you got a choice in life. Okay? And your left hand, okay, you figure this out. If your right hand holds the weight and your left hand is holding you down, okay. If you're going to go towards your left hand, then you're going down. This is where your weight is. This is where you need to move on to. You can't get mad at nobody but yourself.
That's right.
If you make that wrong choice.
It's no one's fault.
But yours.
And, I will say, well, I'm not going to participate.
No.
I just choose not to participate in it. I don't know about you, just kind of a funny thing about me. My wife's used to it now, but I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah.
And all the time, you'd think I was nuts. But... she heard me say about 2 or 3 weeks ago, this is no exaggeration, I said to myself, because I was thinking about something, and I actually said out loud, oh, hell no, that's not going to happen like that. I'd already made up the mind. So she said, who are you talking to? I said, well, myself.
Yeah.
But I really do believe that you need to speak it, state it, move on it. And, I think that what we have here is just a great story of a man who, probably shouldn't be, by all statistics, shouldn't be sitting here in front of me right now.
No, man. No, sir.
No.
No, sir. Not at all.
But
you
could easily be laying at home right now on disability and too weak to... Yeah. You're just one determined guy. You really are. I mean, you know, when I talked to you when you were coming home from Duke, I hung up the phone and Star said, who is that? I went inside. It was Wayne. how's he doing? I said, he's being Wayne.
Yeah. Ready to go.
Ready to go again.
I was ready to go, man. I was ready to go.
But yeah. I just find it amazing after, you know, reading through the book and seeing that, you know, you did have some, you know, negative childhood experiences.
Yeah.
Didn't grow up in the best area.
Yeah.
Didn't have access to so many things.
Yeah.
But that was not going to be an excuse for you now, was it?
No, it couldn't be. No, I couldn't let my past determine who I am as a man today.
Amen.
I couldn't do it, man. It's now I'm older now, I'm wiser now. I don't have to go back and do. I love to talk about it,
right,
and try to bring other folks into my prayer to say, hey, yo, look, you don't have to make those decisions. You don't have to go. You don't have to live like that. We all have decisions we have to make in life.
Of course, you know? Yeah.
And even at where we at right now, even with the experience of what we've been through, we make a decision, we know we got to live by it.
That's right.
We have to live by it, whether, you know, it fares out or not. But that's not going to determine who I am. Well, you know,
that's a power and a strength that other people should attain.
Yeah.
You know, I see nowadays a lot of times is it's easier just to kind of not do anything and hope that, you know,
something come out of it.
Yeah, there's some silly story I read when I was a kid. Is something about a cobbler, you know, the shoemaker, and he was all behind. He was having all types of problems, and he I don't know how he invoked the magic of this, but the end was he woke up and the elves had come in overnight and had made all his boots.
Okay.
Made all his boots, and they were laid out there for him.
Yeah.
And I'll say to people, you know, I'm sorry, the magic elves aren't going to show up tonight.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And it's easy to just say, well, you know, and just lay down and do nothing. But the magic is found inside yourself.
Yeah.
And then now you're 60 and you don't have any problem admitting that.
No, not at all.
On your birthday, you came and saw me and presented me with something very nice.
Oh, man.
Very special to me. And, you know, but you were sharing that day.
Yeah.
And you're just excited to be alive.
Oh, absolutely, man. Come on, man.
Do something with it, you know?
Yeah. You know what? When I shared that book with you, Mike, man, that book could have went out to anybody, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was special.
But you know what? I look at you totally different, man, from I could have shared that book with anybody. You have brought something into my life, me and Tammy's life. Oh, you have brought something into our lives that I don't get a lot from anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
And
vice versa.
And, yeah, absolutely. And so, I again, here I am, differentiating the two. To say, hey, yo, okay, yeah, I know this is my 60th birthday. I said, I want to give a present out to somebody.
That was amazing.
I want to give this out to somebody. And I know how powerful that book is. You know what I'm saying?
It's powerful.
I know how it is. And I know, I'm going to expand on that. But I said, well, I'm going to share the part of this story with Mike.
Well, I really found it. It was a wonderful moment for me. And it meant so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I on my birthday, what I'll do around here is I'll always, if they want to give me anything, I prefer that they give me something that I can give to the two shelters that support abused and disadvantaged children.
Yes, yes.
And so I was able this past birthday to take up a bunch of stuff when we went up for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I took up a big old bag of games and toys and stuff and everything for the children that are impacted in the area, my hometown.
Right.
I think that I get a whole lot more, I know I do, out of giving.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel good.
It does.
And also, I love giving with no expectation of return, because you better not.
You better not.
You're going to be disappointed. That's right. You're going to be very disappointed. I think it's absolutely imperative that people hear your story. I love the fact that I've been able to experience it with you. It's made me a better man for it.
I appreciate you.
And I think that's one of the things. And I love another thing about you. You're talking about doing a documentary.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. I appreciate the platform you're giving me to talk about my story.
Yeah.
But we need to, I'm looking to get this documentary done. I'm talking about from A to Z. I think it's time. It's time to put a documentary together, you know. So I'm working on that. I don't know if I'll be able to get it done this year, but I would be working on getting it done. It's something I've been wanting to get done for the last 5 years.
What will be your focus of this documentary?
Well, the focus on the documentary is to actually just to let people know. Just to let people know that you have a will to live. You do not have to, no matter what people tell you, you could see what I went through. You can see how I survived it. You can see how I had that will. We all have a will inside of us.
That's right, yeah.
We all got it. But it's so simple to be sick as what we're talking about now, but as anything else in life, as in business or whatever. But with your health, it's so simple to say, I don't want to do no more.
Right.
I don't want
to succumb to it. Just fall back.
I just want to fall back in it. But we got a will. We got a will. And so the purpose of it, I want folks to know that, man, whatever you're going through, whatever you're transpiring in your life, don't let it define who you are. You know, get up. Find a purpose in your life. Because one thing for sure, once you find a purpose in your life, no matter what you're going through, Mike, I promise you, you work through your purpose, God will work with you.
Because
if he put a purpose in you and you start working through it, I will be that example. You could look at me because I'm working through my purpose, no matter how hard it gets.
What you put out is magnified, isn't
it?
I mean, don't you find that to be true?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I'll do things sometimes and you know, I'll do something or contribute or make a donation or something of that nature, which we're very blessed to be able to do sometimes.
Yeah.
And hopefully with this new economy coming, we'll be doing a whole lot more of it.
Absolutely.
But we have an option, I believe. We're talking about choices.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and we even talked about that $50 that could have easily been spent on something you and Tammy enjoyed.
Yeah.
You could have spent it on dinner.
Yeah,
you
or
could
something.
Have went and bought, I don't know, some albums or something.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, you wanted.
Right.
You'll hear people say, oh, well, treat yourself. You're working so hard.
Yeah.
You're not trying to treat yourself.
No.
You're trying to make a difference. So you don't even see that as an option.
You don't see it. No.
No, you're not.
Because, I can't spend your money on me and Tammy. See, somebody gave me those $50 or those $40. Somebody gave me that.
That's integrity.
To help somebody.
And imagine, though, that's not going on everywhere.
No, it's not, man.
That's not going on everywhere.
It's not, man. It's not.
But, you know, I'm so impressed of the work you do, the book and all and everything. You've shared so much with me. I mean,
you
make my we always enjoy a good, great conversation.
Yes.
We're very supportive of one another.
Absolutely, man.
Which I think, and, you know, Russell Sable and I do a podcast on men's mental health, Brothers in Balance.
Right.
Love to talk to you more about that.
Yes.
Because you'd be a great guest on there as well. But, you know, we find that men don't get the support in society.
Gosh, yes.
It's, you know, you're just, well, you'll figure it out. You're a man.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes.
And
yes.
The mental side of it
is
what I don't think people understand.
No.
And men suffer from that a lot. I mean, I've seen a lot of men give in and give up to it.
And they do.
And you know, suicide rates are up.
Yes.
All types of things are going on, especially with young men.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing young men, it's almost like they don't have beyond not having a purpose. They're just aimless.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if society teaches them to be that way.
Well, they don't have...
It's controlling.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is. And society is just going to offer them, you know, now we have a lot to offer, but they just going to peek just what they want to see. And so they're going to drive off just what they want to see.
Right.
If you got this little over here, that little may not just be enough for you. And it may not be good for you.
Right.
So, but why go that way?
Right.
And here it comes again where your decisions have to be made. You have to make those right decisions. It's hard to go to the right.
Yeah,
it's hard to go to the right. It's hard.
Because it's easier sometimes just to fall back into the groupthink.
That's right.
Or just the follower.
Yeah.
Because you're not a follower.
No, we're not a follower.
Yeah, and neither am I. Yeah. And I think people benefit from being around folks like you and I if we do it the right way.
Right.
If we do it the right way.
Right.
But, you know, I've noticed that, you know, beyond what you're doing, to me, is a story. your story is one of not only this will to live, which is powerful, okay, but the desire to continue living and live in the best possible manner. And you're not discounting anything that's happened to you.
No.
You just don't need to dwell on it.
No, well, I'm not going to do that.
You don't dwell on your past. You don't use anything as an excuse, which is another reason I love the fool out of you. Because there are no excuses with Wayne Canty.
No, there's not.
Wayne's in charge of Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And
that's right.
We're both very lucky that we also have two beautiful wives who are extremely supportive of us.
Extremely supportive.
Yeah.
Extremely supportive.
How does Tammy help you through
all of this? Oh, man, I tell you. I will say that, Mike, you know, we talked about this sometimes, you know, it's like unmeasurable.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't
it? You can't measure the support. You can't put it. It's not on a ruler or on a tape. You know, she just there. She just there. No matter how tired she is, no matter how much she's hurting, you know, she just gonna be that person that's gonna be there. You know,
you're so lucky to have that. Yeah,
and so lucky we both are.
Oh yeah, yeah,
we both are, man.
Because imagine if we didn't.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, imagine how that would impact our mindset.
And I don't want to imagine that.
No, I don't either. I've had it before. I know what it feels like. Yeah. And then when but I think it's extremely important, you know, that we, as humans, and especially as men, that we find that supportive spouse.
We got to.
Because if not, it's like banging your head against the damn wall. You're getting nowhere because you're struggling on two fronts.
Oh, my God, man.
And that's not good.
Yes. Well, you know, that support thing, man, is something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's a whole other story.
That is a whole other story.
Isn't
it?
But I have very, very good support through her. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
I see that when we're around you and Tammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or there's that.
Yeah.
You feel the energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I like that a lot. You know, I really think that you have to not only surround yourself with the right people.
There you go.
And because they're going to feed your mind. And you know, I go as far as to what you watch, what you read, what you can, everything, because you can easily fall apart, and then if you also don't have that support at home, because the things that you're doing are rather ambitious, and you find yourself, I know you do, a lot of times where you don't have enough money on hand.
Oh gosh, yes.
To do the things that you want to do and make the difference that need to make.
Yes. Oh man, that you know, it don't happen how often, but it happens.
And that's a biggie.
It's a biggie, man.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike, you know, and I would imagine, and I would encourage everyone out there, and you know, I want Wayne to tell us also how you can support the heart-to-heart prescription assistance that he is so passionate about and the difference he makes in the community. I want you to think about this could be your mother, your grandmother, someone you know, someone you love, a friend, someone needs something, and they can't get access to it. And also, I was thinking the other day how hard it is for people to ask for help.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's embarrassing sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, my God, Mike. That's something we need to overcome.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. Here it goes again, Mike. This is something that we have to learn.
Right.
And we may have to go through something to learn how to ask for help. You know, now I'm not going to say 10 years ago, I would have came to you, Mike, and said, hey, bro, I need this.
Right.
I'm not going to say I'll do that. I'm not going to say that. But I know what I went through over the last 20 years of my life with my health. You know, well, I'm not going to say, I'm going to back up. I'll say 30 years ago, I wouldn't not be able to say I'll come ask anybody for no help.
Right.
You know,
just out of your character, you're going to do it on your own.
That's right.
And you felt less of a man maybe that you couldn't.
But 25 years of my health declining,
mm-hmm.
it taught me how to be humble.
I love that because that's the key. I love that.
Yes.
And it was a word that I was going to use, so thank you for using it first. Not only are you very humble, but you've learned from it, And yes. You know that to get to where you need to be, sometimes you've got to reach out.
You got to reach out, man.
Afraid to do that.
Yes.
A lot of people nowadays don't do that.
They don't. And you know, and that's that stress building up and knowing they need help with $20. Oh, I ain't going to ask nobody for this. I mean, it's hard to say, yeah, man, come and say what you need without you going through anything. Or, you know, you're looking at this manhood that you have now, right. And I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's easy for me to say because I know what I went through. I don't mind. If I need your help, I'm coming to tell you I need your help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Well, I like, you know, it's funny because, you know, you and I talk about it a lot because we try to help as much as we can. And I want another goal to be established today is I want everyone that's going to listen to this to listen, if you can afford $5, $10,
yes.
anything
yes.
else, Wayne, in a moment, if you don't mind, I'm going to get you to wrap us up by okay. giving people how they can support heart-to-heart prescription assistance,
okay.
how they can make a positive difference through your efforts. Because I mm-hmm. promise you, you know, you've just heard a story about it. Wayne's not going to spend your money except where it needs to be spent. You're one of the things that I think draws me and I think our friendship closer is the honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're above board guy.
Yeah,
you're transparent.
That's right.
You're saying, that's right. all right. And you're very open and you're very honest. And there's no, you know, scammy, weird stuff going on, nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And because nowadays, you know, that's very common as well.
Absolutely.
But you're homegrown.
Yes.
Trying to make a difference in your hometown.
That's right.
And I think, and you know, I've always said, you know, you'll see people, they'll be trying to collect money to go help people in Denver or go do that.
Yeah.
Start in your own backyard.
That's right.
Clean up. Let's look at our own yard. Then let's look at our own street. Then let's look at our own
block. There you go.
You get where I'm going. You go down that path, mm-hmm. and I believe that that's where things start making the difference. But there's not enough people doing it homegrown.
There you go.
There's too many distractions, I think. And also, you know, I know everybody, you know, it's a little lean sometimes. Maybe someone doesn't have an extra $10 laying around.
But you can afford
to go buy a Starbucks coffee. You can afford to send Wayne some money to help all out on this, is the way I look at it. Wayne, first of all, I'd like to ask you if you could just give one piece of advice
mm-hmm.
to some young man or some young lady sitting out there right now. Maybe mm-hmm. doesn't feel, they don't feel like you do. What piece of advice would you give them, even in not only how you arrived and what they could probably do to help themselves arrive, but just how to start?
Okay.
What piece of advice would you give?
Connect yourself with some good people.
There you go.
Find you a person you can connect yourself with.
There you go.
And there are plenty. There are plenty. Just as much as it is bad people, you got just as much as good people. I will always say connect yourself with good people. So connect yourself with a good surrounding. You may not have nothing. You may not have nothing, but connect yourself with somebody that have something or may want to teach you something. Because we all need to be learned. We all be taught. Somebody want to teach you.
Well, you never stop learning, do you?
Get involved with programs. Get involved with networking. You know, you don't have to pay to go to a networking class. You know, they got a networking class going up in Columbia County today. You could be 20 years old, 22 years old, 23 years old. Don't matter. Go up there to in the Columbia County Center. Go to that big networking class they got out there and meet people. Surround yourself. And I'm guaranteeing you 95% of those people up in there is about helping.
That's right. And, you know, 95% of my head of those people in there are if you're worried about going and meeting new people, let me express to you that they're just as worried or scared sometimes as you think you are.
That's right.
But they've just gone the extra mile.
They just said, all right,
well, I'm going to bear this, and I'm going to go do it
because
it's an absolute must.
It's a must. Well, you know, Mike, that's the only advice that I see as any individual now today, young, middle, old, whatever, connect yourself with good people. Nowadays, we need a mic in our lives. You know, we need other folks that care about what we do. in our lives. Not to look at us if we have raggedy jeans on, raggedy tennis shoes, raggedy hats or whatever. Okay, how I want to connect with you for you can make me better, you know? And so that's what I'm about. You know, I would love to take a young man, a young woman off the street to say, hey, what could we do?
Yeah, that would be, that you know, to me is one of the most important things that you and I think through what we do, sometimes you don't see the immediacy. You don't see the everyone wants immediate results. Fast food mindset. Sometimes you don't see it right away, but boy, when you do, the payoff is absolutely huge.
Oh, gosh, it is.
It justifies why you keep staying in the fight, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, why are you doing it? I mean, if you never, but you don't get those results unless you're casting a wide net and you're moving. Sometimes out, you know, everyone has comfort zones, let's say.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I know that a lot of times I'm moving outside of that.
That's
Trust
right.
me, I prefer to do a lot of different things. But one word, and you give me your response to it.
Okay.
Fear.
Love.
Yeah. I like it. Love who you are. Mm-hmm. Love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're lucky enough to love everyone around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a great, yeah. Because I don't ever see you fearful.
No.
And I like that.
No.
Yeah, that's another thing.
No.
You're weird.
Yeah, you know I know, man. I love that.
I love it. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I know.
I want you to work on that, better not. And so to wrap this thing up, it's been, once again, this has been fun for me because this is like what we talk about all the time. I just want someone else to hear it. I want to know, and if you'll share with everyone, how they can go about finding heart-to-heart prescription assistance online and how they could go about contributing to this outstanding effort you have going on.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Well, you can make a donation through Heart, as H-E-A-R-T, Heart-to-Heart Prescription Assistant Foundation. Or, you can go to hearttoheartprescriptionassistant.org. You go to our website, and on to the top left-hand corner, you see a donate button. You can go there and donate $5, $10, whatever you like. And then we have a bottom button down there if you'd like to be a monthly subscriber. You can donate $5, $10, whatever, every month in that column. So it's hearttoheartprescriptionassistant.org. That's the website. You go there. You follow us on Facebook. It's Wayne Canty on Facebook. I got two of them. We got Heart to Heart Foundation. Follow us. Matter of fact, starting next Thursday, we're going to be at Medical Associates Plus. And we're going to be showing people live how we helping folks with their medication.
I like that.
And so we'll be there next Thursday. And if anybody want to come up and say, hey, yo, well, we got $30, $40 or whatever the amount to help somebody at this location, or help somebody with their medication there, all by all means. We're going to be at Medical Associates Plus on Golden Camp Road. That's next Thursday. And we're going to be helping people with their medication. And we'll be doing that every Thursday for the rest of this year.
Wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
What we'll be doing.
Well, also, I would like to mention, just in case anyone had a question about it, that you are a bona fide charity.
Yes, we are 501c3.
501c3.
That's right, straight across the board.
And Wayne has done it the right way.
Yes.
And so you can also rest assured that he is putting good use to all of this money, helping people, you know, with their prescription drugs, but even beyond that, helping them to live and be healthy, which, you know, once again, if they have to go back to making a decision between groceries and medication.
That's right.
There's something's being lost somewhere in that whole wellness thing. So I think it's extremely important what you do, Wayne.
I appreciate it, Mark.
Not only your story,
not
only your passion, your rise out of poverty.
Yeah. Oh,
to
yeah.
To become a man of great passion and direction.
Yeah.
And do. You're doing.
I'm doing.
And at no point do I see you in any of this stopping to make an excuse.
Yes.
I mean, even when you had the health scare recently and you were on the way to Duke, you and I were communicating. They flew you up there in a helicopter.
Yeah, they flew me in a helicopter, man. I was riding in a helicopter.
You cut helicopter limousine service. So I want to reiterate, I really appreciate you, everything you do, and I appreciate your friendship. I'm lucky to be able to sit and talk with someone that not only I'm very good friends with, outstanding friends with, but at the same time, someone I believe in, and on top of that, makes me a better man for knowing him, and has created a charity that really makes a positive difference.
Absolutely.
I'm going to wrap it by just allowing you, how do you want to take us out, Wayne? Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say, I want to follow up on my book called Will to Live.
Yes.
You know, please, you can go to Amazon. If you'd like to get this book called Will to Live, go to Amazon. Look up under Wayne Canty. That's W-A-Y-N-E-C-A-N-T-Y. Look it up, Will to Live by Wayne Canty. Purchase the book. You can get a lot of motivation out of it. We just want you to know that anytime anybody need help with their medication, please just get in contact with me. You can even call me at 706-284-3544, or you can call me at 762-279-2796.
I'm going to have to look it up. Yeah, you're better than I am.
Yeah, man. Now, it's 2796. But please give me a call.
When we put this out, I'm going to ensure that all of the numbers and the way to contact you and everything is included in the post. Mm-hmm. So I want everyone to look at that. I'll also post the link, direct link to Wayne's book.
Yes.
I do want to say that myself and Star, we're going to buy up at least a dozen of these books and make them available here at my office at Peak Employment, Peak Talent Capital over here behind Doctor's Hospital, or in front of it, I guess, depends on which way you come in.
Yeah.
But we're over here, and if you wanted to contact me even, and that contact will be on there, I'm going to purchase some of Wayne's books, and I'm going to make them free and available
here.
Man. So I really want you to hear and see and read, not only beyond hearing it today, but see it for yourself and read about Wayne as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's a spectacular thing you're doing, and we'll do everything we can. And I know everyone out there listening, after they hear you talk today, is going to want to help out as well. Yeah. And I do encourage people, please consider just taking 10% of the money that you blow every month on, you know, stuff that you don't really need. If you're anything like Star and I, we're trying to find a place to put more stuff.
And, okay.
You know, we don't like that anymore. But, you know, but just take 10% of what you would blow each month and send it over to Wayne and support your local charities. And also take 10% of your time that you might spend goofing, playing video games, doing something else.
Right, right.
Give back to your community, because people need more people like we need, and the community needs, and people need more people like Wayne Canty.
Thank you. Thank
you. It's been an absolute honor today,
my
friend.
I appreciate it, my friend.
You got
it. Thank you.
I'm going to boogie on out, and until next time, we'll see you.